Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Coming up here in a few months, going to talk to Cameron Justice more about Joe Flacco and what on earth is happening around the Browns with the draft. Right, this just can't be a signal of actual positivity for Joe, can it? Can it really? I'm not 100% convinced at this point that that's reality. So to get the answer, let's go out to the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline of News Channel 5. She's Cameron Justice. She joins us now. Cameron, how's it going?
It is going good. I'm just sitting here watching the WNBA draft. Had some dinner. Not a bad night.
We're doing the exact same thing in studio. So it's the day of all sports. WNBA draft, it's a nice, they picked a good day, especially in Cleveland. No baseball on tonight. The Cavs are waiting for the playoffs. It's a perfect time to be slated. Masters are over. They picked a good spot.
Yeah, if you're in Cleveland, you're not watching this. I don't know what you're doing.
Yeah, I mean,
truthfully. We've got a local ready to go.
Yeah, I mean, like, it might not be the biggest thing in 2 to 3 years. These are names that could be on your team. So they got to be ready. We got to be amped up and getting to know the names at this point for sure.
Exactly.
But as we talk about the Browns here, Cameron, as we look at the signing of Joe Flacco, it was one that was a little bit interesting for me just because you go and you clearly get a guy that the fans are going to love. But the product doesn't necessarily translate to we want to compete in 2025. For you, was the signing of Joe Flacco more of a move to appease the fans or more of a move for the product of the team on the field?
I think it's a move to me that made sense. And maybe it was a little surprising just because, you know, when you think about it, big picture, right? You would have anticipated Joe Flacco to re-sign last year, obviously. That didn't happen for multiple reasons. And so now I think it's the timing of it. He played well for Cleveland. Regardless of how that playoff game went, that was a team riddled with injuries, and Joe Flacco came in and created this spark and brought excitement and fun to the team when they needed it most. And whether or not his ceiling is enough to get somewhere that, you know, that Browns fans aren't hoping for right now, I think it remains to be seen if we get any of that Joe Flacco magic from 2 seasons ago. But I think the move makes sense to me in terms of the fit, because the locker room responded so well to him. The fan base responded so well to him, and he loves Cleveland. It's a big part of why this happened. He had always wanted to stay here. And, you know, after being a free agent in Indianapolis, this was a destination. This was at the top of his list. And so I think it was a natural fit of getting a guy, you know, they hosted guys that didn't end up becoming Cleveland Browns. Russell Wilson, one of them, right, on the radar. You're looking at Kirk Cousins, but then earlier on, and then, you know, Atlanta doesn't seem that they're giving up on him. So as you build your quarterback board of looking for a veteran to add to this roster for this year, as the board starts to shift around, I think Joe Flacco made total sense, because at the end of the day, now you've got a quarterback competition with Flacco, Kenny Pickett, and the rookie that you end up bringing in wherever you bring him in. And I think that Joe Flacco is a really good player in terms of getting the most best out of that entire room, right? He's going to play like this is his last season, because any season could be his last, right? And he wants that starting job, so he's going to compete. He's going to try to put it all out there. Kenny Pickett wants that starting job. He's going to put it all out there. And both of those players are going to be able to help in the progression of whoever they bring in coming into their first year in the NFL in that room. So I like the move. I think it makes sense. It doesn't necessarily mean, I think the question is, you know, is this them punting on the season? I don't think that's the case, because if that were, I think that would have been assumed, you know, when he came here the first time. I think there is obviously a really good fit here that can be productive for the Cleveland Browns to get them through as they navigate the veteran quarterback situation this season, looking forward to the next several years with whoever they bring in this draft, and maybe even the next draft.
Cameron, you mentioned a quarterback battle being brought in, and I agree with you, and I think that's how it'll end up playing out in how the Browns phrase it. But what do you think the legitimacy of the battle is? Is there a real shot, do you think, that if it's the rookie or it's Kenny Pickett, that either of them have a real chance to beat out Joe Flacco heading into week one of a season?
That's hard to say, because I guess it really depends on who they take and what you know, training camp looks like. If you go out there and Joe's maybe not looking like the Joe Flacco we saw in the final stretch of 2023, and Kenny Pickett is looking really good, maybe he surpasses that, right? I think it's realistic that either of them could take that. I think that Joe Flacco, obviously more seasoned, we've seen him produce well for Cleveland, and he's a guy that knows this offense already very well. And so I think it's going to be difficult. And depending on who they take, you know, as a rookie, you don't want to just trot somebody out there that's not ready for their moment. You want, in an ideal world, to have that opportunity for, if it's a quarterback that just needs that little bit of development, to have that time. And so I think there's a good chance that Joe Flacco wins that role, but I think that anything can happen in these training camps and in the off season, and as we're getting closer to the season starting. And so would I be surprised if something like came out of left field, one of these players was just phenomenal and won the job? No, because we've seen it happen not just on the Browns. We've seen it happen across the league, where somebody you'd expect to have the starting job loses it because somebody else is playing a lot better. So we'll have to see this summer, but I think that there's going to be good competition, and I think it should be interesting to see how they push each other and how they kind of strive for that starting role this season, knowing that that's the biggest question mark on this team, and one that this team has very openly said they need to be productive in order to get anywhere near a goal, anywhere near moving as far away from last season as possible.
Cameron Justice, News Channel 5, with us on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. As we go through this offseason more and more, I can't help but to think back to the entire Myles Garrett situation and how the quarterback position played into it and the Browns handing him a plan. What is the realistic possibility that Joe Flacco, or the idea of a Joe Flacco equivalent, was in that plan that they laid out to Myles about the quarterback spot when he was still requesting a trade?
I don't know if they specifically told him, hey, it's going to be Joe Flacco, right? Because that was something that kind of came about. They had talked about it. They considered it. That was like kind of on the table, but it wasn't something that came together until it did. And a phone call was made, and it felt like a good fit. They had kind of pushed the idea around. So I don't know that they were like, hey, Myles, it's Joe Flacco, right? But I think they told him the outline of a plan, right? Of, okay, we know that the quarterback situation needs fixed. We're going to bring in some guys. We're going to revamp that room. We'll have a veteran in there that can get us where we need to go, that can give us competition. And we're going to bring in some young talent, because we know they're going to bring in a rookie. We don't know where they're going to take him. We don't know how early in the draft or what, you know, the caliber that we're looking at which player will end up in orange and brown. But we basically know that one of these guys in this draft will be a Cleveland Brown, one of these quarterbacks. And so I think at the base level, Myles Garrett was told a plan that consisted of, here is what we're going to do. We are going to revamp that room, and here's why we think it can work. And I think that would be enough, right? That's enough of a plan for a guy to have some confidence, like, okay, we're not just throwing things at the wall to see what sticks. We've got this outline of how we're going to get through this season and through the miss of Deshaun Watson and back into playing competitive football. And I think that as a base level outline for a plan would be enough to, I think, appease a player who might not need to know the names, but would have enough understanding that he thinks that, okay, that's what we're going to need to do. These are the steps that I want to see from this team to make us feel like we're going in the right direction.
So let's play a sort of hypothetical. If Joe Flacco started right out of the gates, game one, and then played through the entirety of the season, if you had to place a cap, a ceiling for the Browns, where would you place that?
How many, like, wins?
Yeah.
I mean, if it's 2 years older now, he's 2 years older now, but I mean, if it's anything like we saw, if the fit wasn't a fluke, right? If the fit is what we saw from Joe Flacco and how he and Kevin Stefanski work and how he works with some of these guys on the team, and you add in the fact that he has Jerry Jeudy, he could have, you know, another skill player rookie who could be explosive for him. I don't know. I would cap it at, I do this every time, every season. We do the game, and I'm like, they're going to win 10 games. They're going to win 11 games. And then last year, they won 3, and like, that's not it. I don't know. I think realistically, like, your worst-case scenario, not in the competitive situation but still competitive, would be, you know, 6 to 8 wins, which is better than last year, but obviously not where you want to be. Joe Flacco brings his magic. Maybe you're looking at 9, 10 wins, right? I think that's not out of the question if it looks like that, but it's so hard to tell what that's going to look like. So I'd say middle of the pack. I mean, if you're trying to just get through this season, get better, improve, 6 to 8 feels realistic. It's not ideal. You want more. You want playoffs, but it depends on how this whole thing shakes out in the draft and how they're approaching this. Because they're not approaching this like a rebuild. They don't want it to be. They want it to tweak it and get into that competition level, get back into where they were as quickly as possible. I don't know how feasible it is, but I don't think it's out of the question.
Yeah, I mean, it feels like a pretty solid number to me, sort of in the range. I'd probably put it somewhere in that, like, 6 to 8 range. And Cameron Justice, News Channel 5, with this on the hotline. I did want to throw out the idea, just because if you go into a season with Joe, I do think that at some point, right, you're capped. I don't think that, hey, it'd be wild to think the Browns win the Super Bowl with Joe Flacco. That's probably out of the question at this point. So does it feel like, at this point, bringing in Joe, potentially having him be the starter, and then drafting a quarterback at some point here, that the leash is longer for Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, considered and compared to the 1 year that a lot of people might have thought of going into this offseason?
Yeah, and I think that because last season was so bad, I think that people mentally tightened the leash themselves, where I don't necessarily think that it was really tightened all that much. I think that this organization has a ton of confidence in both of them. And when you have your owners, you know, at the owners meeting saying, put the blame on them, they're not just saying that as a smokescreen to take heat off of Andrew Berry or Kevin Stefanski. It was a collective effort in the swing and the quote miss on Deshaun Watson. And that move, as much as obviously other factors went into it, that move single-handedly was the epitome of the issues that the Browns faced last year. And then they spiraled from there, and it wasn't just not having, you know, the quarterback that they thought they were going to have for the past 3 years, but it started there and spiraled. And so I think that having that collective accountability is important, because I think that shows you that the leash isn't super tight. They're not holding a fire under them right now. So I think having some success and seeing that rebound if this plan comes together and it starts to take shape the way that they're hoping to, which is a better season than last year, and coming up with a plan that can get them more wins and a more consistent offensive production to show what Kevin Stefanski's offense is capable of, what the weapons that they've brought in to surround and the supporting cast is capable of. You get back to that. I think one of the big things too is that that offensive line and the blocking schemes that they had switched. That's like one of the not talked about enough changes from last year that I think was a big thing. And so if you get back to kind of what worked for you and you can show that, I think the leash is not that tight, because they've shown since 2020 that they have been able to get this organization to a place that it hasn't been in a, such a long time. And so if you can redo and fix those issues that was really one track created, I think that we're less fire under the seats of these two guys, and I think you start to have that confidence back in them again. I think that starts with the fan base. The fan base needs to see wins. They need to see a plan coming together. And I think the talk about that leash goes away with that. But last year was so bad that I don't fault anybody for feeling that way, because you go from making the playoffs to three wins, and you got to think in this league, these are hot commodity jobs.
Cameron Justice with us again. I want to focus a little bit more now. We have JoJo's here. Now what happens in less than 2 weeks as we get to the NFL draft? As you look at two, how much of a question mark are the Browns right now? Or does it feel like they are starting to zero in and it is going to be Travis Hunter at that spot?
It certainly feels like they're kind of pointing that arrow at Travis Hunter right now with all of these moves.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
But again, who's to say? Anything can happen on draft day. I mean, if somebody's on your board and maybe you're like, okay, instead of best available, we had this guy, we really liked him, and he's there. They're the two. So I just feel like where they're at, what they need, and how they've kind of started already addressing things in free agency and these signings, it feels like Travis Hunter is, one, not only the best player that will be available at two, but a really great fit for Cleveland. And so I like to think that that's, you know, kind of the case. You get the best player available, which is an insane asset for the Cleveland Browns to have a weapon like that on the offense to go alongside Jerry Jeudy to round out that wide receiver room in a way that it's really been needing, right? And then you have the flexibility with 33 moving up the other picks to get a quarterback who can be productive too, who might have, you know, a really good potential in this league. And I know everyone's looking at Jackson Dart and Jalen Milroe, and like, those are guys that I think could be key players on a team. with some development. And I think that that could be a scenario in which makes a lot of sense for the Browns. But I would never say, oh, 100% without a doubt, because you cannot do that with anybody in the NFL, but especially the Browns, because as much as they do have areas of need, they have a philosophy that they follow too. And so it will be interesting to see how, after several years without a pick this high, if that philosophy has changed at all, if it changes how they're navigating this. But from the Browns that I've seen under the Andrew Berry regime and then the era of Andrew Berry, I would say it feels like Travis Hunter is a really good option for them.
Karen, as always, I appreciate you setting aside the time, sitting down and talking with us, and I look forward to doing it here sometime soon.
Thanks for having me on. I'm going to go back and watch the draft. Let's see where our girl from Aurora goes.
Yeah.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.